Wow, just wow. I completely understand now why Adam Silver delayed the release of these NBA ratings. Told you guys yesterday, I thought the NBA's ratings on Christmas Day were going to be bad. If I remember correctly, I believe I predicted record lows or at least near record lows. As it turns out, I was 100% right. This past Monday was the least watched slate of NBA games on Christmas Day in the history of the league. There's just no other way to say it. This is brutal. This is bad for the NBA. And look, I am not one of those who relishes in the NBA's embarrassing failure. It brings me joy to deliver embarrassing ratings in the WNBA. I wouldn't mind seeing the dump shut down. With Major League Baseball, I really couldn't care less either way. If baseball ratings are good, which they never are, it's fine. When the inevitable happens and Major League Baseball ratings are in the pooper, whatever, who cares? But with the NBA, it's different. I want to see the NBA succeed. I love the NBA. Matter of fact, at least for this season, I have enjoyed watching the NBA more than I have enjoyed watching the NFL. Clearly, I am in the minority. From what I have seen the last 2 years, the NFL's on a serious decline. Now, obviously, they are not declining in the ratings, but the quality of play throughout the league, it is definitely on the decline. While the NBA seems to be filled with potential, for the first time in years, maybe even a full decade, NBA players seem to be taking the regular season seriously. Adam Silver, better known here on the channel as Baboon. Baboon doesn't make a lot of good decisions, but I will give him credit for one thing. 2 or 3 years ago, he promised to remove the fungus of woke politics from the NBA, and Adam Silver has delivered on that promise. Think about it. When is the last time you have seen LeBron James mention anything political on social media? When is the last time you've seen an NBA player with a megaphone in one hand and the mega cucumber in the other calling to defund the police? Adam Silver promised that the NBA would be strictly about basketball, and he has followed through on that promise. We have seen less load management this season. The in-season tournament created a playoff-like atmosphere in November and December. First 3 months of the season, the NBA's been riding high. Ratings were up double digits when compared to last year. But now, all of that seems to be forgotten. The league was completely emasculated by the NFL on Christmas Day. Believe it or not, wasn't all that long ago that the NBA could actually compete with the NFL, at least on Christmas? 2009, the most watched NFL game on Christmas, 6.9 million viewers. Most watched game in the NBA, 8.3 million. 2010, most watched game in the NFL on Christmas, 7.8 million viewers. Most watched game in the NBA, 13.1 million. Those were the good old days. The days before LeBron James was fabricating stories of mythical racism where he played the role of the ultimate victim. The days before the NBA called supporters of Donald Trump Orange Man bad. The days before the NBA called Trump supporters racist and told Trumpers that they didn't want them watching their league. The problem for the NBA, they actually listened. Not only did they listen, they stuck to their word when they said, "We are never coming back. We will never watch the NBA again." Last year, the NBA averaged 4.3 million viewers on Christmas Day. Now, that number was absolutely horrific. You want to see at minimum 5 million, preferably 6, 7 million. However, at this point, I'm sure Adam Silver is begging to get back to 4 million viewers. The five games this year, they averaged 2.9 million viewers. 2.9 million. Now, for comparison purposes, three games in the NFL, they averaged almost 29 million. I'm not that great in math, but seems to me the NFL's audience is 10 times the size of the NBA's. First game of the day, Giannis and the Bucks against the collection of role players who call themselves the Knicks. 2.5 million viewers. Game number two, Stephen Curry and the Rainbow Warriors, led by their fearless leader, Stevie Kerr. The schedule claimed that they were playing against the Nuggets, but if you watch that game, you already know that the Rainbow Warriors were in an exciting battle against NBA officials. 4.1 million viewers. Game 3 featured two of the cornerstone franchises in the league, the Boston Celtics against the King of Queefs himself, along with Anthony Davis, the best role player in the history of the league. They also brought some other anonymous players along with them and put them in Lakers jerseys. 5 million viewers. Game 4, Sixers Heat. Joel Embiid didn't play. Think he injured his knee after a fat kid sat on him at the mall where he was moonlighting a Santa Claus. Sixers Heat, 1.3 million viewers. Easily. The least watched game on Christmas Day in NBA history. Final game was Mavs Suns. Even a diehard NBA fan like myself couldn't work up the interest to watch these last two games. I can't stand watching Luka Doncic. Clearly, he was inspired by James Harden as a child because all he does is play to get to the free throw line. He's like a paid actor who plays basketball. Mavs Suns, 1.5 million viewers. I mean, it's awful. It's just awful. Last night, we discussed the possibility that the NBA was delaying the release of their ratings. Now, of course, a couple of hours after I posted my video, the ratings were suddenly released. Strange how that happens. But I did not expect the NBA to compete with the NFL. However, I did expect them to compete. Looking at these numbers, looks like the NBA didn't even bother to show up. Earlier this afternoon, I was reading Bobby Burak's latest article on OutKick. I like reading his articles because his approach is completely different than others. A lot of the writers at OutKick, they seem to rely on the same formulaic approach. Bobby Burak's approach is completely different. He writes articles the same way I would write them, which is probably why I prefer his material. Anyway, he was writing about the ratings in the NBA on Christmas Day. The headline was similar to what you would see on other conservative media sites. NFL slaughters the NBA on Christmas Day. Yeah, I mean, no shit. That's not the real story here, though. The real story is, with the level of talent and skill in this league and the removal of woke politics, why is the NBA continuing to struggle? This is the wrong time to struggle because they are about to enter negotiations for their new broadcast rights deal. Bobby Burak, he made a comparison that I thought was interesting. He claimed that the NBA isn't competing with the NFL when it comes to ratings, which, I mean, that's obvious. But he said, the NBA is actually competing with the WWE when it comes to ratings, and they're losing. Now, it doesn't surprise me that the NBA is losing to the WWE in the ratings. The problem, though, for the NBA, I think a lot of casual fans perceive the league as being on the same level of credibility as the WWE. Now, whether it's true or not really doesn't matter. The perception is the only thing that matters. When you think of WWE, what do you think of? Well, KC, I think of oiled up grown men in Speedos passionately wrestling each other. Yeah, I mean, that's one way to look at it. But in terms of credibility, in terms of wins and losses, most adults, we know that the WWE is predetermined, right? It's scripted. There's no legitimacy to it. It's fake. How dare you say it's fake? Wrestling is real! Yeah, I mean, I know that's what 30-year-old virgins think, but those of us who were kissing girls as teenagers, we figured out wrestling was fake in middle school. That is not a dig at the wrestlers either. I mean, they're great athletes, but come on. Everyone knows the contest in the ring is simulated, it's orchestrated. The problem for the NBA, casual fans, they are beginning to think the same thing about their league. There is a growing sentiment that the NBA is rigged. Me personally, do I think that? No, but I'll be honest with you. It's getting harder and harder to defend against it. There are a lot of games where I am wondering if NBA officials have money themselves on the game. There are too many questionable calls. There is too much incompetence to be able to explain it away. Let me show you a couple of examples. I'm going to play these clips for you back to back. Tuesday night, Ja Morant, the Grizzlies, playing my Pelicans in New Orleans. Now, the NBA is building Ja Morant to be the next face of the league. I see a lot of flaws in that strategy, but that's a topic for another video. First clip I'm going to show you guys, Ja Morant driving the lane in the final seconds of the fourth quarter, and the officials call a phantom foul. Everyone in the building knew Ja Morant did not get fouled, except NBA officials, supposedly. Seconds later, 1.4 seconds left on the clock, Grizzlies, they inbound the ball. Jonas Valanciunas, Jaren Jackson, they go up for a 50-50 ball. They call the foul on Jonas, claiming that he pushed Jaren Jackson Jr. in the back while he was standing in front of him. Watch for yourself. Now, I forgot to mention, the Grizzlies, they should have never been inbounding the ball in the first place because Herb Jones collected the rebound on Ja Morant's missed shot. Willie Green had to challenge the play, won the challenge. Instead of giving the ball back to the Pelicans, NBA officials, they called a jump ball at midcourt. Why was it a jump ball? No one knows. No one can explain it. Kind of like no one can explain the foul against Jonas Valanciunas. How can you push someone in the back while you're standing in front of them? Now keep in mind, both of these phantom foul calls were made with less than 5 seconds to go. Pelicans were up by 1 point. There's absolutely no excuse for it. There's no explanation that can be provided. And with the NBA, there is rarely an explanation given when officials screw a team out of a win. This scenario happens with regularity throughout the league. I was so pissed off Tuesday night, I said, I'm never watching the NBA again. Now, obviously, as soon as I finish this video, I'm going straight to my living room to watch Pelicans Jazz, but I'm a dumbass. I'm a glutton for punishment. How do you think casual NBA fans perceive something like this? Imagine if you had bet $1,000 on the Pelicans money line in that game. Would you ever feel comfortable betting on the NBA again? There are a lot of reasons that the NBA is struggling. The one thing, though, that you cannot afford is the credibility of the league being questioned. The NBA's got a long history of gambling. It's been proven that at least one official was betting on games. Does anyone really believe it was only one? And Adam Silver? He does absolutely nothing about it. Matter of fact, the officiating has only gotten worse. The officiating has gotten so bad. Coaches are complaining about the incompetence during press conferences. And it's not just Steve Kerr. Taylor Jenkins, he complained about it earlier in the season. Fans, we've been complaining about it for years now. The one thing you cannot afford to have is incompetent officiating. And the only thing consistent about officiating in the NBA is the incompetence. It's a serious problem that Adam Silver seems unwilling to address. And then he sits back and wonders why ratings are at record lows. But give me your thoughts on this. Why is the NBA struggling? The woke politics in 2020 started it, but I think a lot of casual fans have moved past that already. Why are they struggling now? This league has never had more talent. Star players are spread, they're balanced throughout the league. Is it the officiating? Are the players just not relatable? Is it the leadership of Adam Silver? Or is it just the NBA? Is the league too heavily tarnished? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.